This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Gertens. Between concerns over produce contamination, viruses, our desire to lower our carbon footprint, and eating healthier, vegetable gardening has increased in popularity by the handfuls of soil. Vegetables are a major player in the world of gardening. I love walking out the door with a basket in hand and shopping for tasty tomatoes, green beans, and whatever else is ripe. I want you to love it also. If you're newer to gardening or tired of fighting diseases, consider planting disease-resistant varieties. These are plants that have been bred to be more disease-resistant with plants that are naturally more disease-resistant. They're not genetically engineered with certain herbicides or pesticides. Even though they may be exposed, these varieties have the capacity to fight the infection. As you page through the seed catalogs, you'll find initials either following the name of the variety or somewhere in the description to tell you what disease they're resistant to. There's usually a glossary in the catalog somewhere to tell you what the initials stand for. Johnny Seeds has a very comprehensive list of codes. I also have a link on my website to Cornell University that has a comprehensive list of vegetables that are disease resistant. If a plant is listed as good disease resistance without any initials, it's not really telling you anything except that the plant is vigorous. Choose something else. Tomatoes are usually the first choice for new gardeners, and there are plenty of good choices, which I'll have on GardenBite.com. Seed starting season is upon us. Gertens carries a huge selection of seeds, from veggies to flowers to herbs and microgreens. Their selections carry the highest germination rate. They also carry all the essentials you need for seed starting success. Available in-store or online at Gertens.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.